Around one in four men over the age of 30 have some degree of sleep apnea. So I could be talking specifically about you. So what is it? Well, sleep apnea is a potentially serious disorder in which breathing repeatedly stops and starts. If you snore loudly and feel tired, even after a full night's sleep, you may be suffering from sleep apnea. Now, there are all sorts of signs, symptoms, and treatments for this condition. But did you know that your dentist can also help in the management of sleep apnea? So for more, let's bring in cosmetic dentist Dr. Michael Hall from A New Smile, Changing Smiles, Changing Lives. Good evening, Michael.
Good evening, Ross and Ed.
Lovely to have you back on the show, mate. Now tell us about the dental signs and symptoms of sleep apnea.
Yeah, so often we're looking at the signs that could indicate sleep issues or risk factors. So risk factors such as obesity, aging, smoking, alcohol use, or even having a family history of it. As you spoke about, men are more likely to be diagnosed with sleep apnea. However, I guess it's also important to put out there that women who are going through menopause or have gone through menopause have a much higher risk as well going through that. But from a dental side of things, we're looking at tooth wear and tooth grinding, often things like jaw joint pain, mouth breathing, things that can increase risk are small mouth, large tongue, large tonsils, and quite often a bit of an overlooked one is tooth loss, because as we lose teeth, the dental arch collapses and the tongue, being very dynamic sort of structure, will often expand into those spaces as well.
But how does sleep apnea actually impact oral health? You've told us what the signs are, but how does it do it?
It can start even in childhood, so it's not just something for adults. So large tonsils or breathing issues can start changing jaw growth and facial development, and often causing things like dental crowding issues as well. But as an adult, this kind of sort of disturbed sleep and breathing places a lot of stress on us. So tooth grinding causes wear and pain quite commonly. We'll see joint and muscle discomfort. Mouth breathing can generate sort of dry mouth because that saliva is drying out, so it's not really protecting us as well as it could. So you increase your risk of dental decay and gum disease. And I guess one of the other major, really major effects, which is a bit of the dental side of things, is very relevant too, but the effect on the cardiovascular system, increasing the risk of hypertension, heart disease, heart attack and stroke. So I'd imagine you'd see quite an increasing number of patients in practice, Ross, for those sorts of things.
Absolutely. So can you diagnose sleep apnea through a routine dental inspection?
We can't really diagnose it as such through a routine dental inspection. We can use questions to help create a bit of a profile for your risk, like the Epworth sleep scale or sleepiness scale. We'll often ask about loud snoring, frequent or abrupt waking at night, if you're stopping breathing or waking up gasping for breath, things like daytime sleepiness or difficulty concentrating. But really, proper diagnosis requires a referral by your GP, dentist or physician to a sleep center for a sleep study. And that's just to determine not just whether you've got sleep apnea, but also the severity of the sleep apnea as well.
So what can dentists do for sleep apnea?
In children, as we were talking about before, we can often look at behavior or growth modification to help, like expanding a jaw orthodontically to improve breathing and airways. But in adults, often lifestyle changes, so dentists will help counsel along those sorts of lines, such as weight loss or exercise, are often sort of first line recommendations. But mild to moderate sleep apnea patients may be able to use a dental appliance to help move their lower jaw forward and open up the airways at night. However, moderate to severe sleep apnea will often need sort of that continuous positive airway pressure or CPAP therapy or even surgery. It's important to note with both dental devices and the CPAP, if you're not using them, they're not going to be very effective, but they also need to fit really well. So over time, whether it's the dental device or the CPAP, they'll need review, adjustments, or with a CPAP, you might need a new mask, especially with weight loss.
Well, look, that's incredible information. So people listening, if you have sleep apnea, it's obviously important to speak with your treating physician, but it's also obviously important to talk to your dentist as well. Great to speak to you, Michael. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Ross.
That's Dr. Michael Hall from A New Smile Dental Impact Clinic. We love them, and with over thousands of successful full-mouth dental implants completed, in as little as 3 days, you can achieve a functional and natural smile that's perfect for you.